is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. With more than 90% of the returns received at the National Tallying Center, Kenyan elections officials said slightly more than 6.5 million Kenyans had voted, only one-third of those registered. In August, nearly 15 million ballots were cast for the two men, and turnout topped 75%. People are questioning the legitimacy of the election. An apartment survey found that 18% of respondents couldn't pay the full rent due in at least one of the past 3 months, according to the poll of 40,000 renters. Of those who have registered for this listing site this year, 3.3% said they've been evicted in the past, up from 2.8% in 2015. While trying to amend the French Labor Code, the government is trying to propose a Scandinavian term, flexicurity, a combination of flexibility and security that would couple changes with more training and unemployment benefits for those left out by globalization. The House approved a budget plan that would allow a $1.5 trillion tax cut by a narrow 216 to 212 vote, with 20 Republicans opposed, hinting at a tough road ahead. Among the issues still outstanding are an attempt to get rid of state and local tax exemptions and changing 401k allowances. Reddit, the online internet forum, has started to implement a new policy to ban content that glorifies and incites violence, and among the first to go were forums for Nazi, racist, and white supremacist groups. $60 billion merger talks between CVS, known for drugstores, and Aetna, the health insurer, appear to be part of an attempt to counter Amazon. Signs are emerging that Amazon has designs on the pharmacy industry, with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporting that Amazon had gained licenses in 12 states to become a wholesale prescription drug distributor. Among households earning up to $30,000 a year, 27.5% failed to pay the rent in full in at least one of the last 3 months. Among those earning $30,000 to $60,000, it was 14.8%. Even of those making more than $60,000 a year, it was 8.8%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.